Yes, good morning, Francis. I'm here with Doug Crisitello. He's the Chief Financial Officer of HUD, and it's great to have you on with us.
Thank you.
So there's been a lot of changes, safe to say, in the housing market, and that has certainly affected the federal government. Set the scene for us with respect to how HUD has changed in responding to the housing market, and then we'll get to what it means for financial management.
Yeah, sure. It's been quite a change at HUD in recent years. Our loan portfolio, our portfolio of outstanding loan guarantees primarily, has nearly tripled since 2007. We're the largest federal credit agency. We had a portfolio of about $400 billion in 2007. That's now up by $1 trillion. We're up to nearly $1.4 trillion. That's our expectation going into 2012.
And what programs does that represent that HUD has out there for housing?
Yeah, you know, the largest contributor to the portfolio is the single family loan insurance program of the Federal Housing Administration.
But it's also 8A housing and construction loans for commercial type of ventures also?
At HUD, we support public housing and individual homes. So our money is going to those areas predominantly.
So as CFO, are you concerned with that portfolio of loans and hoping they get paid back eventually, as well as the operation of the department itself?
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be talking about here at AGA today. We're concerned about risk management. And what we saw recently in the private sector was an absolute failure of risk management. That's what led to the financial crisis. Private financial institutions that failed thought too narrowly. They didn't think about enterprise-wide risks. Folks were motivated by profits in one silo of an organization without thinking about how it could affect other parts of the organization. A real failure there. The federal government stepped in, played a counter-cyclical role, and we have amped up lending, not just at HUD, but at other federal credit agencies too. But now that we have this large portfolio, we need to be very mindful of appropriate risk management, not only within those silos. So FHA is a silo within HUD, but we need to be thinking enterprise-wide throughout HUD about how we tackle risk, and also government-wide, because in a sense, when you're thinking about credit and insurance programs, the federal government is like the world's largest financial institution.
So how has that all affected the CFO's office?
Well, at the end of the day, we're responsible for the proper financial management, ensuring that of the department, ensuring that funds are spent efficiently, are managed efficiently, that we have an internal controls program in place to ensure that taxpayers aren't subject to undue risk.
What kind of apparatus do you have in place to make sure that that $1.4 trillion is managed according to good risk principles that hopefully we will get the money back someday?
Well, within OCFO, we are probably the most significant statute that helps us do our job is the Federal Credit Reform Act. So we're responsible for ensuring that for every dollar that we loan or guarantee, we're reserving a portion to cover future losses. And that's a role that CFO offices around the government play at every federal agency to ensure that we're reserving adequate funds, because the government's loan portfolio is primarily that of loan guarantees and not direct loans, although we're seeing a bit of a shift in that regard of late.
And so how many people do you have in the OCFO to make sure this all happens?
Yeah, OCFO has about 200 people at HUD. We manage a budget in the $40 to $50 billion range, plus the trillion-dollar-plus loan portfolio. And our activities are varied. I mean, right now we're very consumed with budgetary issues, right? We're still working on 11. We're trying to get a final appropriation in place for the current fiscal year. The president just unveiled his budget proposals on Monday, and obviously we were very much involved in helping to craft the HUD portion of that budget.
We're speaking with Doug Crisitello. He is the CFO of Housing and Urban Development. Now, earlier parts of your career you spent at the Office of Management and Budget and also on the congressional side at the Congressional Budget Office. How does it look being a CFO operationally in an agency or department versus the oversight function and the observer function that you had before?
Yeah, that's a great question. I, I, uh, you know, many of my former colleagues are still there at OMB and CBO, and I think we should institute a program where Great Places for a week, because I want to put some of them in my shoes, because the nitty-gritty operations are more challenging than I ever appreciated when I was in an oversight role.
What makes it so challenging?
There's just so many moving parts. You know, I'm constantly saying within HUD, there's a lot to this job. It's a lot more than just, hey, we formulate the budget. I mean, it's the array of financial management statutes that dictate what we do are so substantial. And, you know, my push right now, so there's the operational features of what we do, the nitty-gritty, and it is a full-time job. But there's two other key pieces that we're responsible for as CFOs, not just operational, but we need to support our programs. And we need to provide them with actionable financial data that our program managers need to do their job and to measure performance. And then at the end, at the highest level, we also need to be strategic partners with the leadership of the agency to help map out the vision for what the agency should be in the future and how do we get there. And that's where sort of this enterprise risk management that we were talking about comes into play.
So the financial function is not really something off in a separate room counting the beans. It's really part of the fabric of the mission, sounds like.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, one of our rallying cries among the CFO community is from the back room to the boardroom. But there's also a stop in the middle, which is sort of we also need to be there with the program offices. So it's definitely multifaceted.
Now, Secretary Sean, and I believe, has city experience, and you have had city experience in New York. Tell us about that and how that informs your work at the federal level.
Yeah, we've both had the fortune to work at the greatest city in the world, New York City.
Except for the Yankees.
Well,
another topic.
Yeah, another topic. The Yanks will be winning the World Series later this year. But, you know, it was terrific to work at the local level. I mean, what a great experience. And I not only worked on budget issues in New York, but I worked on sanitation issues, and I worked on maritime issues. I worked on ferries, and I worked on Fresh Kills Landfill. And what an appreciation you get we were talking about nitty-gritty. I mean, that's the nitty-gritty of what government does, right, at the local level. And to, you know, I spent 6 or 7 years at the local level. Secretary Donovan ran the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development. I mean, what a great proving ground to really get that terrific experience to come into HUD and to understand what's happening at the street level.
So I imagine from the federal level, having been in New York and seen and touched and been responsible in some level for the very housing that HUD ultimately finances, being at HUD now, you can have a visceral understanding of what the dollars actually go to.
Yeah, you do. We see it. I mean, a part of, you know, we've been talking about housing here because of the credit portfolio. An incredibly critical function of HUD is urban development. It's even more than that. It's regional development, community development. And, you know, I've seen the dollars at work. I've seen our community development block grant dollars at work. It's a critical lifeline for local governments throughout the country, and particularly those in, you know, in the Rust Belt states, those that are in economically distressed areas are just really dependent on, you know, help from HUD.
So given the budget issues and the continuing resolution and the battles, whether we're going to have a budget for 2011 and then looking on to 2012, what does it take to be an effective CFO in the 21st century federal government?
Having a background in juggling, I think, helps, right? Because there are these, I think you have to think strategically. You know, think strategically and you have to act locally. It really is a mix of the two. And this profession, the CFO profession within the federal government, it's 20 years old now. The CFO Act was 1990. We've been in place for 20 years, and it's evolving. The first 20 years, I think we were very focused on compliance, getting clean opinions on our financial statements. And I think the next 10 or 20 years are going to be different. We're moving toward that boardroom and being strategic partners. But to be effective as a strategic partner with leadership, you have to do the basic blocking and tackling effectively. Because if that breaks down, forget the other stuff. You know, so it's a real challenge.
Doug Crisitello is the CFO of Housing and Urban Development. Thanks very much for joining me.
Great. Thank you.
And reporting live from the Association of Government Accountants Conference in Washington, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Francis?
Make sure you show him your Red Sox tattoo, Tom.